Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 800 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 400. Then he asked the second, "How much do you owe?" 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, "Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be honest with very much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight."
Thanks, Doug.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger was still a teenager, he moved to the UK to pursue his bodybuilding career. And one of his bodybuilding coaches asked him what his goals were. His coach always asked his bodybuilding, their goals, because it was important to have a clear goal that you could work towards and work hard towards. And the normal kind of goals that he would get from his very ambitious proteges was to be something like, Mr. England or, Mr. America or something like that. Arnold Schwarzenegger, still a teenager, replied, "I want to be the greatest bodybuilder in the world. I want to move to America. I want to be a movie star, and I want to own an apartment block." Jesus says that the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. This is something we can learn from the world at large, is shrewdness. He tells this story of a dishonest manager who's about to get the sack, and he doesn't want to be left destitute, so he cheats on his boss. He's probably already done, that's why he's getting the sack. Cheats on his boss further to set himself up, and the master commends him. The important thing to know is he doesn't commend him for being dishonest. He commends him for being shrewd. He sees what's coming in the future and what he wants, and he does something about it now. He sees what the future means for him now, and he acts now. And that is shrewd. That is smart. And so this is the thing we can learn from this dishonest manager story and from our world at large. They see what they want in the future, and they see what it means for them now, and they act now. I got the Arnie Schwarzenegger illustration from Al Stewart, who is a great guy working amongst some of the Anglican churches over East. And apparently, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was a bit further along in his career, his father died, and Arnie didn't go to the funeral because he was too busy training. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that you should learn something from his priorities. You should love your family enough to go to their funerals. My goodness. It's terrible. But you can see that he had a single-minded devotion to what he wanted in the future. And that's the thing we can learn from. What we're going to be devoted to is going to be completely different. And so what that means for our lives is going to be completely different. But our world knows how to be channeling all its life, all of someone's energy and resources towards the goal that they want. And we have the distinct advantage that we actually know what's coming in the future. The world's hopes for the future are just wishful thinking. But we actually have a sure hope. Because Jesus has forgiven our sins. God has loved us so much. So that guarantees not only God's care for us in this life, it guarantees God's care for us in the end, when we'll be with Jesus, with God, forever. So knowing that that's what's coming in the future, knowing for sure that that's what's coming in the future, we don't need to hedge our bets about what is worth living for. Our whole life can be marshalled to serving Jesus and his kingdom. So, three ways of thinking about our whole life being focused on Jesus. Remembering what a big deal and growing in understanding what a big deal it is for Jesus to forgive our sins. So we just love him. Recognizing that Jesus is already involved in every facet of our life as the guarantee of God's care for us, so we can trust him and thank him. And finally, knowing that he is our future, guaranteed, so we can marshal everything that we have and everything we are for his kingdom. Most of you are aware that my wife Cheryl's pregnant, and we're due in March. And it's our first child, so we're expecting that that's going to change our lives. Because having a new person in your life, intimately close in your life, is it's a relationship. It's not just a bunch of tasks that we have to look after the child. It's actually a person that God is sending into our lives. And similarly, Jesus isn't just an idea. Jesus is a person. And so it's not a case of philosophical manipulation to focus all of our lives on Jesus. It's just having a relationship with the best person in the world.
Words of wisdom, the
Heavenly Father, help us to stand firm in our faith in Jesus. Help us to focus our whole life on Jesus, giving ourselves fully to his work. Thank you that work in him is not in vain. Amen.